This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The sheriff's office may have arrested one of the suspects wanted in connection with two armed robberies in the Hoopa area at the beginning of the month. Three men armed with rifles and wearing tactical vests robbed two people of their vehicles at gunpoint on Bear Road and then robbed more than 30 people at gunpoint at a marijuana grow. The sheriff's office conducted a maximum enforcement day in the search for the suspects, and that included contacting probationers and parolees as well as searching for wanted persons. One man who was contacted, Harvey Cruz Jr., had a warrant out in his name, and he was found hiding from deputies in his Moon Lane home in Hoopa. A search of the residence turned up an illegally altered AR-15 rifle, a tactical vest, high-capacity magazines, and drug paraphernalia. Cruz was arrested and booked on a list of charges, and the search for two additional suspects continues. Conversely, the sheriff's office reports that a reported incident of armed robbery last week has proven to be false. Five Spanish tourists reported that they had been robbed at gunpoint at the Lady Bird Johnson Trailhead in Redwood National Park, and that shots had been fired. Park personnel reported hearing no shots, and the tourists later admitted that they had made the story up and feared they would be connected to a nearby marijuana grow. Fortuna resident Marcy Kitchen's trial has been put off until May of next year following a visiting judge's ruling today. Kitchen is accused of being behind the wheel and under the influence when she struck and killed her daughter and a friend in July of 2016 in Fortuna. Kitchen has been free on bail since she was arrested following a lengthy investigation by the CHP, and her original trial date was set for May of this year, but it's twice been pushed back. We're getting closer to Thanksgiving, and that means we'll soon be in the Christmas shopping season, and that means donation drives for both our neighbors here in Humboldt County, as well as for the victims of wildfire in Mendocino County, begin. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will kick off its annual toy drive on Black Friday, and local health care provider, the Independent Practice Association, has kicked off its 20th annual food and toy drive. They will have donation drop-off sites at two Eureka locations, one on Harris and the other on Harrison. Also, Humboldt Towing has established a Christmas box for fire victims in Redwood and Potter Valleys, and you can drop off new toys or new clothing at their drop-off site at 101 H Street in Eureka. The sheriff's office is investigating a report of shots fired on the Manila Dunes last Thursday. Members of Friends of the Dunes had gathered for an evening lantern walk and sheltered in place as gunshots were heard. Neighbors on Peninsula Drive also reported hearing gunshots, although no suspects have been identified. No one was injured during the incident, and deputies found no evidence, such as shell casings, in the immediate area as they searched for anyone connected with the shooting. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.